Hello and welcome back to the Common Colt Podcast. Colt Podcast with real takes and no clickbait. I'm Josh Hudgens, joined by Dan Hertzler. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Colts win, baby. Let's go. That's all we do. Just win, baby, right? Ain't that what the Raiders used to say? Man, we called those boys what they were. A little bit closer than what we thought, but hey, the Colts win. We knew they were going to win. Raiders were not much. One word, though. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, Josh. Give me one word for this game.
Clutch. You need this win to keep the season alive. You got a gritty Raiders team who I think had like a 15% chance of making the playoffs. You knew they were going to come in playing hard. And with the season on the line, the Colts played well. They won the freaking football game. And that's what it's all about. What do you think?
No, I'm going expected. You're being way too kind to these Raiders, man. These Raiders are not a good team. I told you last episode, their Super Bowl was the Chiefs. They were not going to be in this game. All they did was throw it to Devontae Adams. No real offense, no real threats. Colts, the one thing I was concerned about, again, we saw a little bit defensive line, Max Crosby, good player. Yeah. I was a little nervous that the Colts would make some dumb plays, turn the ball over and let the Raiders hang with them. But they came right out of the gates here. A nice big play to Downs in the first drive. Scored touchdowns. Raiders were getting, just a field goal, and then, being up 17-10. They just stayed ahead of the pace the entire game. They made the Raiders play catch-up, and the Raiders just aren't a good team to do that. And so the Colts weren't flashy. They didn't do anything, I think, amazing. I'm not thinking, hey, this is a great win, and we're a great team. I'm not even trying to say that. I'm just saying that I don't think the Raiders are very good.
Yeah, for me, two things. Raider Nation, we've been doing this for 2 years now, our podcast, and by far the most intense fan base we've ever had on our show. But at the end of the day, we were right. The Colts won. And that's a cool feeling. Secondly, I don't think the Raiders are very good, but the NFL this year has been a toss up. Like, everybody seems like they're so close. And I think that's why Raider Nation thought, like, hey, we can make the playoff because everything is so close this year. I mean, the Raiders beat the Chiefs, who a lot of people still think might win the Super Bowl. The Colts, like you said, controlled the game start to finish throughout the game. I was nervous. Like, okay, what's the point when we are going to make that mistake that kind of cost us this game? There was the roughing the punter on EJ Speed that extended the Raiders drive, which ended up letting them get a touchdown. I thought that was going to be the big mistake, but Minshew played well today. He took care of the ball. He had the nice pass to Downs, which turned into 50 yards. He had the other long bomb to Pierce. Defense limited the Raiders. I think O'Connell targeted Adams like, what, 20 times or something. The Colts just, they did what they needed to do, and they got the win, and it sets up for this mega game against Houston. I do have some more concerns, but hey, if you got that the ball, if you're coming down to the locker room, who are you tossing that game ball to?
I'm giving it to Shane Steichen again, man. I just can't think about 2 years ago when we were in kind of the same situation. This team did not look prepared. They came out flat. They didn't perform well. Last week, they looked bad. They just got beat up on both sides of the line. Shane got them back on focus. He got them dealing with the basics. He basically went out and said, look, we don't have to play our A game to win this game. But if we play our B minus game, if we play a C plus game, we could lose this game. Like you said, the NFL, any team can win, but they just played a good, solid game.
Yeah.
and did what this team can do, put people in the right spot. To me, coaching is so much about just putting the people you got in the right place to be successful, and that's what he's done with this team, and that's why I want to give him the game ball. He did a great job.
Yeah, for me, when I look at this game, I'm giving the ball to Steichen as well. I mean, they came in prepared. Again, you think back to 2021 with Frank Reich. We lose to the Raiders. We go and lose to Jacksonville. We won the game. We were prepared. The team just made the plays when they needed to, whether it was converting on fourth down on a key fourth down, whether it was settling for the field goal when they needed to settle for the field goal, or just hold the Raiders in crucial situations. The team was just ready today. And if they weren't ready, we would have been ripping them for that. My two concerns are, and I'm going to start off with the smaller one first, I think, because I don't think this is as big of a deal. Matt Gay started off the season so well. He's missed some kicks. Now, this game, he got bailed out by an offside. I tried rewatching it. I didn't see a block. He missed a 50-yarder. It looked like it was to the right and about 4 or 5 yards short. And then, like, he makes the game winning kick, which put him up by 2 scores. And you could see him just kind of shaking his head. Like, something like he seems like he's in a rut or a funk. I know his wife just had a baby. Maybe he's just tired or something. But I don't know. How concerned are you about Matt Gay?
I think you're right. I think it's a 5 or 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. You want your kicker to guarantee you those points because points are such a premium. And the fact that he goes into these things a little bit unsure, it could be a concern. So I'm definitely with you.
And then my last one, Jonathan Taylor, in and out of the game. It looked like he had an arm injury. I'm not going to speculate. There's a clip on Twitter where like he didn't want to get picked up by his right arm. We know he had the ligament issue in his hand. Did not finish the game in key situation. They went to Trey Sermon. That's alarming to me. I mean, if you're going to play Houston, you need Jonathan Taylor in the game. Zach Moss is out, obviously missed the last 2 games now. My concern level for that is like a 7.
Yeah, no, you're right on because here's the problem. Houston has the potential to put an offense together and put up points. CJ Stroud, I didn't really get a chance to see too much today if he was back to his normal self, but we've seen him earlier in the year. He can put up points. The Colts are going to have to match him. You need all your weapons you can possibly get there. You're going to need Jonathan Taylor to do that. That's a lot of concern. So I'm with you again. I'm 7-8 level on this one. Especially where Zach Moss is, they need somebody that can run the ball, control the clock, get them points. Because if this game comes down to a CJ Stroud versus Gardner Minshew, I think we're in trouble. And so, let's enjoy this game. Let's celebrate. We got a meaningful Week 18 game. We got a chance for the playoffs. This team's overachieved. We need to celebrate this. This will be a fun week. But there's definitely some concerns here.
And I guess I'll end it with a quote that just came out by Shane Steichen. Good win, but we're on to Houston now. We have to be at our very, very, very best this week. They're already on to Houston. That's a big game. We're gonna enjoy this for about a day, but man, the Colts are right in the playoff hunt. They're making a playoff push, and it feels good. You could say they're overachieving this year. You could say this is an unprecedented or unexpected run by the team who was picking top five this year. Shane Steichen deserves a lot of credit for it, and I'm ready to play Houston right now. Guys, we appreciate you watching. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Join us for this playoff run. Maybe we might be on. Thanks again for watching, guys. Have a great day.